When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. And joining us now is BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tires, Aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Charlie.
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you guys?
Ruthie Polinsky in for David this morning, Chris. And I was telling Ruthie, I was at I was at the dentist or something, and they had all these magazines, and I'm just killing time, and I'm paging through this magazine, and there is a story about Cindy Crawford in it. Now, what are the odds that I'd be sitting there reading a story about Cindy Crawford? And I'm like, oh, and she says every time she comes to Chicago, she likes to go out with her high school friends, and they all went out to RPM Steakhouse, and Chris Chelios pulled up in his boat and took us all out to Lake Michigan. And I'm like, what? Like, I made a noise in the waiting room, and I'm thinking, Chelly is literally everywhere, and I know you know them. But it said my friends from Chicago loved having a Hall of Famer take us out on Lake Michigan. I'm not sure about my L.A. friends from Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, I'd love to say she's my girl, but she's everybody's girl. Like, she's one of the best ever. No question, the best ever from Chicago. Or DeKalb, I should say. But yep, I was lucky enough to meet her husband, Randy Gerber, probably 25, 30 years ago. And, That weekend in Chicago we had for the retirement when she sunk that shot from center ice.
Yeah,
that says it all. That was crazy. Yeah.
So
Randy Gerber's Canadian, isn't he?
No. He's not. Long Island guy. No,
he has
Long
a Island he guy. Owns yeah. a. I was in outside Toronto at Muskoka. I don't know where the hell I was, and they owned a
Muskoka's,
house there.
Muskoka.
They have a house in Muskoka.
Yeah.
And that's like a big kind of it's like a super nice. I was at a Marriott up there, but it was like a super nice place, that like area where a lot of Canadians have cottage. I guess you'd call it.
Yeah. A lot of hockey players bought places there back in the early '80s, late '90s. But it's a real special place. This is really unique. The boathouses are they're like billion-dollar boathouses. It's a really crazy setup. Lots of islands.
Yeah.
Somewhat, comparable to northern Michigan, but just a step further with the boathouses. It's a beautiful area.
They called the chairs the Muskoka chair. They were like, we call it like
Muskoka,
a Nantucket.
I
was there, Chris, and I can't pronounce it. But they called the chairs, they were like Nantucket chairs is what we would call it. but they call it Muskoka chairs. And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Same chair.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great spot. I've been going there. When I played for Montreal, I used to drive back from Montreal to Chicago, and that was kind of the pit stop and spend a couple of days there. But again, it's a pretty special. Nothing like Chicago, I'll tell you that. But it's just nice.
Oh, that's great stuff. That's awesome. We want to remind everyone to celebrate the epic rivalry between the Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues at the House of Blues on December 30th. Hockey legend Wayne Gretzky, Chris Chelios, Darren Pang, along with actor John Hamm, will be on stage to share all those unbelievable stories. The talented Tim Gleason and Alexandra Lee will be performing all night. Plus, the Stanley Cup is going to be there. The Stanley Cup loves a good party, and there will be an opportunity for some legendary photos. It's going to be an awesome night of hockey talk, music, and rivalry vibes. The event is produced by Spark Creations and Bookings and is in support of the NHL Alumni Association, Blackhawks Alumni Foundation, St. Louis Blues Alumni Foundation, NHL Foundation, and Medea Charitable Foundation. Universe.com. Head there for tickets.
Chris,
heck of a night. We're going to turn it into, I don't know if you guys have you ever been there, but the Sunday night at Stanley's, the live karaoke, probably end up turning into that.
Fun.
There'll be a lot of other people in town. Brett Hall loves karaoke, Reed Simpson. But it's going to be great for the fans. And like you guys mentioned, it's going to benefit Blackhawk and St. Louis Blues alumni. And it should be a heck of a night. And the cup. You know, something about the cup. You get your picture. It's going to be a good night.
Cool.
What is your party favorite, Chris? Do you have a song you sing?
Yeah, it's either Pearl Jam's my go-to or that song by the Ohio Players Fire.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can you give us a preview?
It blows everybody away when it break that one out. But it'll be
just
you
the best
go see
time.
It.
That's awesome.
Go hang out with all you people. Chris, I want to ask you, we could talk a little hockey, I guess, but obviously leadership change for the Blackhawks. Tell us what you know about Anders Sorensen and if you've gotten to know him at all. I'm just sort of curious about, it kind of felt like that was the natural fit and why that was the move that they made.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with the way things were going, they had to make a change. Not a knock against Luke Richardson. He wasn't, didn't have a lot to work with. But Sorensen had these kids in Rockford. He's got some, relationships with some of those young kids. He's very good at working with the young kids. Has great relationships with them. Guys are going to get opportunities. I watched them the other night against the Rangers. They looked actually really good, even though the Rangers are struggling. But they needed a change, for sure, the way things were going. And hopefully, he can, find their chemistry, get Bedard back on track and develop some of these young kids. We've talked about all these draft picks that are coming up, and it's really important, to bring them along and get them in and not throw them into the fire, but, get them some confidence. So, we get back on track here. It's been a tough, couple of years here with the Hawks. And hopefully, what we saw last night against the Rangers is something, things to come.
Yeah, they at least got the new coach bump. So they went 1-1 with them. Are you still watching the Bears, Chris? I know you're a lifelong fan. What do you think about Monday night in Minnesota?
I will always watch the Bears. I don't win or lose. That's my team. I don't like their chances. Minnesota's, what a division, though. Unfortunately, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit, what's going on with those teams. They've been competitive, the last three, and not San Francisco. That was a terrible game, but it's tough, but I'm not betting against them, but I'm not going to bet on them.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, you guys. Have a good night.
That is Chris Chelios. Always a joy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.